contacts, and chats. There are some IM instant messaging capabilities of the Zoom client. You can add people as contacts, and you can also instant message them. You can initiate calls to your contacts, and that essentially begins an instant meeting. So it's using the same instant meeting functionality that we've discussed at length in this audiobook. One of the reasons why I've added Bonnie to my account is that because she is now considered part of the same company as me, she automatically appears in the contacts on my Zoom client for Windows. On iOS, Zoom integrates closely with contacts, and that means that if I have other contacts who are using Zoom, they automatically appear, and it's easy to get into contact with them. Even better, Siri integration is available for Zoom on iOS, and that means that you can give Siri a command like start a Zoom call with whoever, and it will go ahead and start the Zoom call in very high quality audio. So most of the time, when I'm using the messaging or contacts capability, I tend to stick with my iPhone. But let's go to the Zoom client again now.
Search box, start Zoom Pro account tab.
And I'm going to go to my contacts tab.
Status. Home tab checked selected.
So we're on the home tab right now.
Meetings tab checked selected.
We've had a look at the meetings tab in the past.
Contacts tab checked selected.
And here are contacts. I'll press tab.
Add a contact button.
I can add a contact by activating this button. I'll be invited to enter an email address or a series of email addresses. That will cause an invitation to be sent. It's a pretty standard practice, very similar, say, to adding somebody on Skype. And the person that I've sent the invitation to will have to accept it. I'll press tab.
Add group button. Search contacts and groups. Search edit.
You can search for contacts and groups.
Contacts list box. Favorites. Other contacts. Company contacts. Bonnie Mohsen.
There she is. And so it makes it easy to start a meeting with her. If I press enter.
Zoom cloud meetings. Edit.
I can type a message to her. And we're in a very similar environment to the chat window that we discussed when we were looking at chatting within a meeting. I'll press Alt F4 to exit.
Bonnie Mohsen.
And we're back on our contacts list.
Contacts tabs.
I shift tabbed, and now we're back to the contacts tab.
Chats tab checked selected.
This is the chats tab.
New chat button.
And I can initiate a new chat with one of my contacts. I found that in the Windows environment, accessibility could perhaps do with a little bit of improvement in some of these tabs, but on the iPhone, on iOS, it's working very well.